Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. So grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's find out what kind of wonderful messages Jesus and all of those beautiful divine beings have for us today. And we will start out, as always, by introducing ourselves. So DC, tell everyone about you.
Thank you, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, empath, Reiki master and teacher, as well as being a blog talk host. I am certified by the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums, and I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. But prior to this beautiful work that I'm doing, I had a background in law enforcement, and I've now hung up my .357, and love is my revolver. Love is what I am, it's what I do, it's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Riddles. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, and I use divine infinity healing to help people release those old beliefs and accept the truth of who they are. I'm a conscious channel. I'm an author, a speaker, a radio host, and I suppose I'm a bunch of other things too. That's all that's coming to mind. You can learn more about either DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Mornings with Jesus and scroll to the bottom of that page. You'll find pictures of both of us and Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website, so it's a way that you can connect with her. And, of course, she'll already be on my website, so you'll just get to learn more about me and look at all the nice stuff that's there for you. All right, so let's begin with our messages for today. So, DC, what do you have for us?
I do have a couple messages, Barbara. You'll have to excuse me. I feel like I'm a little lightheaded today. We had an extended holiday weekend with our grandchildren, so I'm trying to get back into the mode of being an adult. It's not easy. I've been playing and having so much fun since. I'm trying to think, oh, my goodness. Well, the last, like, 4 or 5 days, so I'm trying to get back in the adult mode here. But I did find a beautiful little prayer to start off the morning, and it was written by Tracy Miles. Dear Lord, help me remember what a difference it makes when I make time with you a priority in the morning. Awaken me in body and spirit each day with a desire to meet with you and to hear you speak words of affirmation, assurance, and wisdom over my heart as I prepare to go into my day. In Jesus' name, amen. And with that being said, I'd like to start off by doing a meditation with Jesus this morning. Close your eyes and take a deep breath, slowly in through the nose and out through the mouth. Feel your muscles begin to relax. As you breathe, you become more personally aware of how effortless the act of breathing is, and it begins to restore balance on a physical, emotional, and spiritual level. You are returning to a natural state of peace and becoming filled with positive energy. Continue now to breathe. It is now time to begin your journey. You walk a short distance and you see Jesus sitting on a rock by the sea. He is awaiting your arrival. He smiles as you approach and invites you to sit down next to him. You immediately become filled with his loving presence. The gentle sounds of the ocean's waves and the sound of the seagulls become so relaxing, as well as the warmth of the sand on your feet and the radiant heat that the sun provides. Jesus' loving presence becomes even stronger and helps you to connect with him on a deeper level. You set an intention to open your heart now more fully and remember who you really are. You focus on your heart center and feel it expand as you open up spiritually. The love you feel is so familiar. It is your true state of being. You are home now. Jesus holds you in his loving embrace. And you gently sit back and you look into his eyes. Pure, unconditional love fills every fiber of your being. Jesus now asks you, "Dear one, what areas of your life need healing? You know that you can discuss anything with me." He simply asks that you speak from your heart. Know that you can ask me for help no matter, you know, what the problem. He holds your hand and reminds you that whatever is weighing now heavily upon your heart is his utmost concern. Allow his love and life to uplift you and to resolve your earthly problems and concerns. You feel completely understood. You openly discuss everything that has been weighing you down. Jesus reminds you that love is always the answer, no matter the question. You were created from this perfect love, and love is all there is. Everyone and everything is connected to this eternal energy. Jesus asks that you focus on your heart and bring in his healing energy and light. As you do, you breathe out what no longer serves you, and you forgive with love. You notice love is all around you. You breathe it in the air. You smell it coming from the water. You feel love within every grain of sand that touches your feet. You now feel light and free of all that has been weighing you down. Finally, you relax, knowing you are loved, and you experience peace on a soul level. You can now live life more fully than you ever have. You realize anything that is not connected to love is only an illusion. All fear that you had is now replaced with faith. You thank Jesus for renewing your heart. He reminds you that he is forever with you and loves you today and always. Allow love to manifest the life you desire. Jesus once again holds you in his loving embrace, reminding you that you can return anytime that you want and that he will be waiting for you. Take a slow, deep breath now in through your nose and out through your mouth, and open your eyes, beloved ones, when you are ready. Okay, Barbara, that was my meditation. I want to, I have a little message from the angels. Beloved ones, we, your angels, want to remind each of you that no one is perfect. Always do the best that you can. Do not expect perfection from yourself or others. Remain open to all that you can achieve, and you will be surprised at the results that you will see. At one time or another, everyone has connected with failure. Failure helps us to learn lessons and is a valued part of life. Regret nothing. Appreciate all that you have experienced. Trust that everything is occurring in divine right order. Have a plan of action. Follow it to ensure that you are on the right path, and you are learning the life lessons necessary for you to move forward on your soul mission. Be grateful for each day and the blessings they contain. Bless all that life offers you. Soon all darkness will be illuminated with light. You will continue to grow as love guides you. Listen to the whispers of your heart. All your dreams are coming true. Stand in your light. Miracles are coming. Remain positive. The universe is happy to deliver all that you need. Pay attention to your intuition. You are being encouraged to move forward, and you will find fulfillment on your journey. Trust that your angels will be with you every step of the way. We love you, your angels. Blessed children, we are one. We are the light. There is no separation. Come together and see the Christ consciousness in all you meet. Tune into this divine frequency. Feel the infinite love that is all around you. Allow yourself to be completely embodied in love in its purest form. Let it flow from you to all of humanity. You are love in action. Your presence will improve the lives of others, creating joy and happiness, as well as abundance for yourself and others, and you encourage them to seek this loving energy as well. Be aware of the power that love possesses as it transcends your soul. It seeks to heal, bringing compassion and hope. Awaken the higher self within you as you ascend, and you help to raise the vibration of the planet. Blessed children, you are light workers. As you connect with the divine light within, remember who you are. It is your time to shine. Your unique expression is needed. As this light permeates every fiber of your being, this divine energy flows into every aspect of your physical life as well. You are one with all that is. You are fully capable of experiencing all that you have envisioned. Your destiny will be fulfilled when you look within and become love. Everything you need is within you. This love will nourish and shift your life and the lives of others. Deep within you lies your true authentic self. You are connected to God. All that exists connects to God. While you walk within, you will remember all that you have forgotten. You will see yourself in a completely different way, and others too. Activate the love within. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. Invite the love and light to transform your life. It is time now to shift your consciousness. This shift will affect everyone. Christ consciousness resides within you. Live your life from a place of love. Love is all there is. Only love is real. I love you, Jesus. Okay. I did have another message, Barbara, but I can't. I'm trying to find it. Like I said, I am a little bit, like I said, off center here with this new day. I was wondering now maybe if you would like to continue with your message, and then we can come back and I can find mine.
All right, we can do that.
Thank you, Barbara.
Sure. So, here's your message from Jesus for today. Or more. When we say that, we don't just mean that you can have more things in your life, you can do more. We're saying that you are more. You are more than a body, more than a mind, more than a thought, more than an action. You are more. And as you wake up, you come to the realization of the truth of who you are. That is what waking up is all about. It's coming to the understanding of you, the understanding of your being. It is the understanding that you really are one. You really are connected to everyone and everything. That you really are powerful. That you really are making your choices about what you experience, down to the tiniest detail and as large as the universe. You are more. Now, we don't want you to think, okay, I am so much more, then why? Because the answer is simply because you've chosen. You chose before you came into this physical realm to forget you are more. That was your choice. It allows you to experience this world in ways that you couldn't otherwise. It's all part of the plan. And that's why we tell you that there's nothing right and there's nothing wrong. Those polarities that you have been taught that are a part of life are just part of the story. You don't have to experience them. It's a choice. Everything, choice. And you are making your choices in every moment, with every thought, with every action, with everything you do and everything you are. But no matter what you're choosing, you are still more. And this is why you will never reach a point when you are finished with your journey. Because there is no finish line. It's all a part of you experiencing who you are. Going back to who you truly are. It's not something you have to become. It's not something you have to create. It's who you already are. You're just waking up to it. And we tell you this because when you look at life from this aspect, that you are already everything, then it allows you the freedom to just experience, to be okay with you exactly as you are and as you change. It gives you the freedom that you've been looking for all of your life. It gives you the opening to be. So feel this energy of you are more. Just sit in it and feel it, knowing that it is true. And allow that knowingness to guide you. And you will find yourself making the very best possible decisions. You will find yourself doing what is for your highest good in every moment. You will find yourself experiencing life on a whole new level. You are more. You are more. Breathe it in. Breathe deeply and just accept this truth. And allow it to bring you the insight, the awakening, whatever it is you are looking for in your life experience. The answers are not out there in the world. They are in you. Everything is within you. You are more. Accept this truth. Accept yourself. And accept this experience that you've chosen to live. And know that you have the power to make any changes at any time is your creation. You are more. Okay, DC, that's what he wanted to say.
Oh, beautiful. You know what? I actually could not find the message that I wanted to deliver, but I have been seeing Archangel Uriel around me, and Uriel is actually the angel that presides over Thursdays, Barbara. And his name means my light, yes, and he's known as the Angel of Wisdom. And he's also known as the Archangel who oversees the earth. So I'm going to deliver a message from him.
Okay, wonderful.
So he's the angel that can help us with focus and concentration, which I so need right now. And he also helps to increase confidence and intelligence and wisdom. I can use all that as well. Greetings, beloved ones. I, Archangel Uriel, come before you today to help heal all areas of your life that are in need of healing, as well as finding solutions and bringing peace to situations where there are problems or challenges. As you heal, you will understand why situations occurred in your life, bringing you clarity and resolution. As you are receiving this message, I am also helping you to release anything that has been burdening you. I will provide intuitive guidance to help you heal your body, mind, and spirit. I will help you also to discover God's wisdom. You can call upon me when you need to make decisions that you can rely upon, as well as trying to resolve conflict. Or if you have anxiety, please call upon me as well. I will light the way with wisdom and love. I will also accompany you on the path of enlightenment. Beloved ones, I am able to help you in so many areas of your life. I am the guardian of the elements of the earth and will help you to have a stronger connection to the earth, as well as helping you to remain grounded. I am with you as well to empower you so that you are able to go forth and shine your light upon the world. If you do not have a clear understanding of circumstances in your life, call upon me, and I will bring awareness as well as helping you to have trust in the divine plan. I ask that you embrace the wisdom that I provide, as I will help to purify your emotions, helping you to shift into a higher consciousness. If you are in need of inspiration, call upon me as well. Start today and consciously connect with me. My love and protection are always with you. Today, be open now to receive the flame of God, bringing renewal and rebirth like a phoenix rising out of the ashes, receiving God's grace, strengthened by the flames of your self-created fire. Be still and reflect upon the peace that engulfs the flames of your heart. Let go of all that is holding you back and go forth knowing you are one with God. I am that I am. The I Am presence is with you always. Beloved ones, your soul is evolving on your spiritual path, and I am with you. I am Archangel Uriel. Well, that was the message I guess I was supposed to deliver, Barbara.
Well, wonderful. That was a great message.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we've reached the part of the show where we get to take messages from people who are listening. So if you are in the queue on the phone, then press 1 to raise your hand. And if you are registered or logged in the chat room, then go ahead and type any kind of question that you have. This is your chance to get your answers from the divine and to find out what it is that they want to share with you. All right, so we will go to the caller from area code 646. Good morning, Helena.
Good morning, Barbara Grace in D.C.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. I've got a bit of a question, but I'm also just open to messages. Question is, my roommate's leaving. I don't want to get another roommate. Concerned about financial stuff and also wanting to change location.
Okay, Helena, I'm getting that everything that you've been focused on is going to become a reality.
Mm-hmm.
And for you, a beautiful, beneficial new beginning is coming your way. Okay, just, you know, trust that all is happening for your highest and best.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the start of a new cycle of prosperity and accomplishments for you.
Yay.
And the angels want you to affirm that only good things come to you. Okay.
Mhm. Mhm.
So don't. There's nothing really to worry about. Everything good is coming your way. Okay. And I'm getting, you know, like any kind of problems that you feel, like any kind of problems that you have, they're only illusions. And just, you know that everything always turns out for your highest and your best. Okay.
Yeah.
Angels are asking you for, like, at this time, Helena, you've got to have a little bit of courage now, okay, and have faith to take action. And as I said, like, you know, problems are only perceived obstacles. And the word to focus on is perceived, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at the obstacles, they look larger than they really are, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you've got to just, you know, really just, you know, now that you've told us, like, you've identified your fears, you've got to
mm-hmm.
confront them. And once you do, you're going to be able to take action and move forward. And when you have that absolute faith in, you know, God as your creator, and
mm-hmm.
you know that you've created in his image, then there can be no fear, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just really, you know, connect with what's resonating in your heart. And don't be afraid. Take action. You're going to manifest your dreams. Everything is coming into reality, okay? And all of this that you're going through is necessary, and it's needed so that you can give birth to your dream, okay? So
mm-hmm.
the angels
mm-hmm.
need you to act as powerfully as you can, and you're going to feel, as Archangel Uriel stated, that flame, you're going to feel a constant flame of strength burning inside you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And with each step you take, and, you know, the flame is going to grow brighter. So not let anything stop you from going on your path, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just keep going forward. And the angels are saying, Helena, really, don't be afraid. Take that next step now. They want you to, you know, to take it now, because I'm seeing, like, everything that you've been dreaming of, okay? And, Helena, you are a visionary, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cherish all those visions and your dreams, okay? Those are the blueprints of your soul, okay? And they're going to help you achieve everything that you want to achieve. So really get in touch with those dreams. Go within your heart. Tap into your desires, of your goals, everything, you know, that you've been aspiring to do. And take that inward journey now and feel, you know, feel what your heart is beckoning you to do. Observe your passion. Just, you know, start manifesting it into creative form. And give yourself permission, you know, let those dreams surface and let them, you know, let them come up there. Dare to dream. And as they're saying, Helena, there's no need to have any kind of limitation, okay? And just, you know, be happy for what brings you joy, because you deserve to be happy and filled with joy. And believe in yourself and everything that you do. Everything is your own creation. The angels are saying, Helena, create what you've been dreaming of. You deserve to live the life of your dreams. This is your joy, the joy that your soul is longing for.
Mm-hmm.
And when you dream this dream, look upon the world as God's dreams, okay? Because you began as a thought from God. You were created within that cosmic dream. And just know that he is dreaming through you, and he only wishes for you. And what you're doing is you're just dreaming this dream called life, okay? So you get to decide for yourself what it is that you dream and experience, okay? So just make sure that you dream those, take action, and I'm hearing, you know, it's going to be really beautiful, Helena, okay?
Yes. Gosh, thank you.
This message is for you. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. And I see nothing but good luck around you. I see all four-leaf clovers around you, Helena.
Awesome.
Barbara?
Thank you.
Oh, God bless you, Helena.
Okay. God bless you. Wowee. Hey, Barbara.
Hi. So one of the things I'm hearing about you is that you have spent a lot of time in your life stuck in those polarities, the good and the bad and the right and the wrong and all of that wonderful stuff that you were taught and accepted, and you are now reaching the point where you are breaking free, where you are coming to the realization that you are not bound by polarities, that it is okay for you to have a wonderful, amazing life filled with miracles and all of the things that you desire, and that you don't have to have anything negative. You don't have to prove that you're in balance, because you are naturally in balance. We all are. When we listen to the messages from within, from our guidance, it automatically brings us into balance. It's not something we have to work at. It's not something we have to fight for. It's who we already are. And you are opening up to that energy of who you already are. And remember, you are more. You are more than you know. You are more than your brain can comprehend. And that's okay. You just have to be that more. You don't have to understand it. You don't have to figure it out. You don't have to analyze it. Just be it. And sometimes that seems to be the most difficult thing for us to do. But in so many ways, it is the easiest thing to do. Because it means you don't have to think. You don't have to worry. You don't have to doubt. You don't have to fear. You can just be. And that is what you are learning now. That is who you are becoming. You are becoming the more that you are. And as a result, your life will change. Your life is changing. You already see how your life is changing. And you are just opening up more and more and more to those beautiful, wonderful, amazing, miraculous changes that are there for you, because you deserve it. And you are learning that you deserve it. And the more you are accepting that you deserve it, the more you are allowing the changes in your life. So we're clearing your heart right now. We're opening you up to you, to all that you deserve, to all that you are. And just take a nice deep breath and let it happen. Allow that beautiful energy to fill every cell of your being. Allow yourself to know your soul. You are more than a physical body. You are more than a brain. You are more than a thought. You are more than an action. You are more than any problem. You are more. And feel that beautiful energy of you. You are connecting with you more and more deeply. Let it happen. Let go and be. We love you, and we are with you always. We are one with you. Allow yourself to be the more that you are. Be well. Be loved. Be you.
Oh,
okay.
God, that was gorgeous. Thank you. You guys didn't make me cry today, but you totally made my day. What a way to start a day.
Oh, really? Joining us. Our day too.
Well, awesome. We are thrilled that we could do that.
Well, you certainly did. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.
Well, great. I will mute you so you can continue to listen, and we will move on.
Thank you. Have a beautiful day.
You're welcome. You too. Okay, our next question is from the chat room, and it is from Jules. And Jules says, I would appreciate a message around moving forward and finding the perfect home and employment for me. And then Jules wrote, I would like to ask for clearing and healing on anything within me that is fearing or resisting change and to open to abundance and opportunities. Okay, DC, are you getting anything for Jules?
Yes, Jules, I'm getting that your home life is on the upturn. And the angels are saying expect a sense of emotional relief. There's sort of like a steady sense of improvement, and it's at hand. They want you to affirm, I know I am a vibrational being, and feeling good always produces a valuable outcome. And they want you to just, you know, accept everything, embrace everything, and be at peace with how your life is right now. Whether you perceive it to be good, bad, or indifferent, just accept it all. And love every moment of your life. And the angels are saying, Jules, what if you could completely embrace every situation and every experience you're having and know that you have created it all for your own personal growth? Okay? So just accept everything as it is and allow it to come in. Don't fight it. And you're going to be able to transform all of those perceived obstacles. They aren't obstacles. They're only perceived obstacles. And you are going to turn them into precious opportunities. So please, love every moment of your life and welcome everything, you know, the expected and the unexpected. Okay? I'm going to see if I have anything else for Jules. Okay. Jules, the angels want you just to believe in yourself and know that you can create the life of your dreams, anything you want that you can create. If you remember that, you know, we are all connected, we are all one, remember that you are a spark of the great infinite consciousness. And if you remember that, there are no limitations, okay? So please believe, you know, in everything that you've asked us about. Believe in your dreams. Realize your potential. You have that beautiful divine power within you. Okay? So all you have to do is just tap into that source. And you're going to feel that, you know, internal flame just like building, and it's burning, and it's going to unite with your higher self. And Jules, you are ready to take action. So trust the guidance that you are receiving, because this this guidance is sort of like, you know, taking you by the hand and, you know, showing you the places that you're going to align with. And you're going to feel this once you, you know, realize that you are one, and this force that you are working with is so powerful. And as you acknowledge this energy, your faith is going to grow. So keep on believing, and just know that, you know, your soul is calling you back home, and, you know, you are creating with your beloved creator. Everything that you are wanting, he is wanting as well for you. Okay, let's see. Okay. And you're like awakening right now, and you're realizing that you are creating your own future, okay? Just embrace everything, knowing that, you know, your life is happening, you know, the way it's supposed to. Everything is happening during divine right timing. And when we feel that, you know, things that we are going through aren't pleasant, you know, and different things like that, we have to realize we're not a victim, okay? That we do, you know, we create our, you know, we create our life and everything. We're the creators of our destiny. And all we have to do is just realize that, connect with that, you know, that oneness. And you're going to reclaim your true essence, and you're going to live the life of your dreams. And just, you know, be aware that every thought and action, you know, creates the life that we are living. So stay in the present moment, stay in the now, pay attention to your thoughts. And you're going to create circumstances that are going to bring about your future, okay? Connect with that infinite wisdom. You know, dream your dreams and connect and create the desires of your heart. You know, everything is going to manifest for you. And anything that you felt like is fear or holding you back, release it now. And, again, accept that everything happens, you know, for a reason. And it's only a perceived, you know, like perceived difficulty. Okay, and just connect with the divine, and, you know, you're going to be able to have that beautiful life that you're looking for, and shine your light onto the world. The world needs your light as well. And Barbara, that's what I have for Jules.
Okay, wonderful. Let's see what. Sorry. Let's see what Jesus wants to share with you today, Jules. We will begin with that simple little prayer that we have had Barbara Grace share with many of you before. And we will say this prayer three times. So we ask for you to just accept the words and allow the changes that it brings into your life to happen. And this will happen for everyone who is accepting this prayer. Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and in my personal space now. Thank you. Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and all of my personal space now. Thank you. Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and all of my personal space now. Thank you. And you should feel things just melting away. You should feel yourself letting go. And what you are letting go of are the things that make you feel small, make you feel restricted, constricted, limited, less. those are the things that you don't need. You don't ever need to feel that way because it's not true. It's not you. Remember, you are more. And so by allowing all of these energies to be expanded and decompressed, you get to live as more. We know that you have been taught and conditioned to believe that you have to find every single problem, analyze it, dissect it, look it over 20,000 times, and then hope that it goes away. And the truth is, all you need to do is expand and decompress. Because problems are constricted and limited beliefs. And as long as you are in the constricted, limited energy, you're not going to see the solution. There's no place for the solution. Everything is too tight, too small, too wound up. It is when you are allowing yourself to be in that energy that is open and expansive that you can experience the solution. And you'll notice that we didn't say think of the solution. We said experience the solution. Because you may not ever know what the solution is, but you may live the solution. This is why we tell you that you are not a body and you are not a mind and you are not a thought. You are more. And in that more, there is no need to think. And we know that this is contrary to everything that you've ever been taught about life and about you, and how important it is to think your way through everything. But we know the truth of who you are. We know the more of you. And thinking is not required. So just allow yourself to decompress and expand. Allow yourself to be more, to be in the solution, to be in the knowing of what is right for you in your life. And knowing does not require thinking. Let go of that need to analyze and think your way through. Just let it go. And just be in the energy of what you truly desire to create. Knowing that you are powerful enough to do it. And you have done it time after time after time. And this is no different. So be in that expansive energy. And take the steps that feel right to you. And know that you are creating your life as you are choosing for it to be. And yes, you already are that powerful. And just breathe. And be. Okay, Jules, that's what that's what Jesus wanted to share with you. I'm coming back to myself now. Ah, and there was something I was supposed to tell you. Oh, things are shifting right now in you. I don't know if you can feel it. But I could feel things just, it's almost like they're falling into place. They're lining up the way that they are meant to be to create your life the way you truly want it to be. So just let it flow. And remember, you don't need to think. That seems so weird to say, especially to me because I'm a thinker, but I'm not a thinker anymore.
Barbara, I do have one more message for Jules.
Okay.
Jules, we have Archangel Michael coming in, and he wants you to release the worry. He's saying, Jules, pull the plug on worry. He's symbolically handing you a sword and a shield, and these are to be used as very powerful tools for stress. And worrying is just like it's a habit of fear, okay? And it serves, you know, it doesn't serve a greater purpose, okay? So he's stepping in to assist you with this draining habit, and he wants to take, you know, away that excess worry, and he wants to help you to focus. So Archangel Michael is asking you, Jules, write down your worries each night. You could put them in a journal, and, you know, Archangel Michael will be able to receive them. And he wants you to, you know, to know that you that he, that you can be fully present in the now, because the now is the only place that, that we have, okay? And the now is the only place where you can have an effect. Worrying, you know, is a waste of time. We can never worry enough to really make a difference. So he wants you to, you know, affirm that you are calm, that you are centered, and affirm that I am more than what is bothering me. And my worrying is a habit, and I release it now. Okay? So please, Jules, you know, hand over all those worries to Archangel Michael. Pull that plug on worry and know that, you know, when you get into that mode, that you do have a sword and a shield that is presented to you to help release the worry. And Archangel Michael is always by your side. And Barbara, that was my other message.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
And Jules has said thank you. So, Jules, we hope that this, okay, I already know that this is bringing changes about in your life. Keep reminding me what I already know instead of saying that I hope I know. And they want you to start saying that too. Release the word hope from your vocabulary and start saying that you know, because you do know, because you are the one creating and you know what you're creating. So stay in that open and expansive energy and know what it is that you need to know. And then you'll know it's not really something you need to know, it's just what you already know. And they say, yes, you can give up the habit of thinking. Hey, it's working on me, so it should be working on you too. Oh, and you are so welcome. We are so glad that we could help you today. All right, so I think we've taken care of all of our questions for today, DC. So do you have any parting words that you want to share?
Just enjoy your day. I mean, I just, oh my gosh, Barbara, I have that warm and fuzzy feeling. I feel more lightheaded than I did before. And I'm not thinking. I am not thinking.
Well, good. Okay, so they want me to end with that prayer, and they want me to say it three more times so you guys can go forth through your day in this beautiful, expansive energy. So I'm going to do that. Here we go. Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and all of my personal space now. Thank you. Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and all of my personal space now. Thank you. Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and all of my personal space now. Thank you. And now go forth in this expanded state and enjoy your day.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, that's our show for today, everyone. Thanks for listening. We love you and continue to be in that beautiful, expansive energy. And we'll be back next Thursday on Blog Talk and next Tuesday on the recording. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.